need that.
Well, we were talking about some of the presidents that we used to have. John Kennedy, what do you remember the state he was from?
Massachusetts.
And do you remember the state Roosevelt was from?
New York.
And, well, the capital of the United States is in what city?
Washington, D.C.
And, you know, the biggest city in Missouri is...
St. Louis.
Jefferson
City? Mm-mm. Oh, no, Scapa, but not the biggest city.
Now, the do you know the... you probably don't know the biggest city in Georgia?
Atlanta.
Yeah. How about that big city in Louisiana where they have the Mardi Gras?
New Orleans.
And the city in Tennessee where they call it, they say they have a choo-choo, you know, the something or the choo-choo.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, Nashville, the capital.
Well,
is that his? I didn't. It's.
Have you ever heard of the Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Yeah, well, I don't know whether they have or not. I know.
Do you, you know, the city in Ohio where the baseball team is called the Reds?
Oh, that's Cleveland.
And, how about, now over in Europe? The country that Paris is in, that would be
France.
And the country that the communists have, Moscow is in this country.
Russia.
And now the country that's right across from England, Dublin is there.
Ireland.
And now if we were talking about distances from one place to another, and if we were talking about one of your neighbors and they just live, say, four houses that way, you'd say, well, that's not far, that's just
a few steps,
mm-hmm. or just a little
way distance.
Mm-hmm. And now if we were talking about going this direction on the street and they live in this direction, would you say they live down the street?
Down the street. I'd say going up this street, I'd say up the street,
down the street.
That way. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, if you were talking about now, say a person lived in Rector, for example, would you say they lived...
down at Rector from here. Mm-hmm. I'd say down at Rector from here. It has going to put the distance to it, or south of it, and down it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we were talking about church, and we said... Now, if two people became members of the church, you'd say that they...
joined the church. Mm-hmm.
And in church, we pray to...
the Lord.
And another way of saying that besides the Lord would be... just... to God.
Ordinarily, if we say the Lord, we include as we mean God, you see.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, God the Father and God the Son and the Holy Ghost, the three makes up the Godhead and that.
Mm-hmm. The preacher preaches a
gospel. The Word of God or the gospel, it's
or also
a sermon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a sermon.
Now, if a church didn't have any piano or didn't have any organ, you'd say it had no
instrument, music.
Mm-hmm. And now if one day you were on the way to church and the car you was in had a flat tire, and you might say, oh no, church is gonna be over
before we get there.
Mm-hmm. Now the enemy of God, the opposite of God, would be called
the devil.
Now, this is something I was wondering about. Why is it that people are afraid, like in a cemetery at night? What do they think they see?